What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to get into a video of Jeff Teague telling the infamous Jimmy Butler Minnesota Timberwolves practice story, or at least his account of it. Before we do, I want to give you a word from promopalace.biz.
Music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard it, beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please go to promopalace.biz. You see the website scrolling below. Get marketing and promotions at promopalace.biz. All right, let's get into it. We're going to pull up the Jeff Teague's account of the Jimmy Butler infamous practice.
Let me get on my nerves with this comment. Y'all worse than the Timberwolves fans.
No, they're not. Hey, nobody goes... fucking Timberwolves. Speaking of Timberwolves, I have a funny story I want to tell y'all. So, look, y'all remember when Jimmy Butler was on our team?
Do we remember?
Okay, so, look, man, it's a story going out about that whole situation, why he left. I'm gonna tell y'all what really happened. So we were at practice one day.
What really happened?
Jimmy ain't came to no workout. So workout started in September. We don't see Jimmy. Nobody's talking to Jimmy. Jimmy, we haven't seen Jimmy. Jimmy's my guy. It's my dog. Jimmy decides to show up. We start training camp. He comes 3 days after training camp start. He comes in. Tibbs, he has this little thing he does. When he gets excited, his hands shake. Handshake like this. So Jimmy walk in, his hands start shaking.
No,
we all laugh and we like, whoa, look at Tim, boy, that boy hype. Look at him. What they maybe if y'all catching in the game, his hand be shaking. So we laughing at Tibbs. We all think Jimmy about to practice. Like, Jimmy want a new contract. Jimmy want a new contract. We think Jimmy gonna practice. Jimmy ain't practicing. Jimmy laying on there getting stretched out, giving massage while we running laps. We diving for loose balls. Tibbs said, we're going to scrimmage. Jimmy hop up. I'm playing. Tibbs' hand go crazy. I'm talking about this one going super crazy. He like, starters, Jeff, Jimmy, Wig, Taj, Cat. Jimmy said, I ain't playing with them. We all, damn. D-Rose was like, he was like, well, Derek, you're in the starting group. D-Rose was like, all right. Jimmy said, I'm playing with them. He picked the Bad News Bears. It was there, Bears. No offense, but everybody in there, they wasn't going to make the team.
No offense.
He grabbed them, no offense, but they was good players, but they wasn't making the team. He like, I'm playing with them. We playing first game. All right, we play first game. Jumped the ball. He's like, I got Cat. I was like, oh, shit. So Jimmy and Cat ain't like each other. That's another part of the story I get to one day. They ain't like each other. That gets real funny when they don't like each other. So they jumped the ball. We throw it to Cat first play. Jimmy steal it. Go down score. They go down score. Like, come on, Cat, post his little ass up, man. He can't guard you. Blah, blah, blah. Jimmy like, fuck out of here. He trash. Steal the ball again. They go down score. Jimmy start talking to the GM. Everybody in the gym. Yeah. Y'all better mother effing pay me. I'm like that. I'm like, nuts. I'm laughing. Not realizing what's coming with this. I'm laughing. Me and D Rose laughing. We're in the game. We keep throwing the Cat. Cat finally score. He's too little. I'm like, yeah, Cat, talk to that motherfucker. Man, he ain't nothing. Da-da-da-da. Boy, they going this 10-0 run. He dunking, hit threes. Jimmy ain't scored at all. He just stealing the ball and passing to people, getting assists, just playing the right way. But he like doing everything.
Yeah.
Time run out. They win. They beat us like 18-6, right? Man, Jimmy going crazy. Y'all think that team can win without me? I'm him. Pay me. Mind you, he ain't took off his Jordan warm-up yet, right? He finally takes it off. He got the Timberwolves shirt on, but he cut the Minnesota out the so it's just chest.
Wow.
He cut the Minnesota out the shorts. It's just shorts. He out here with a hole in the middle of his shirt, in the middle of his leg. So I'm crying now. Yo, I'm crying. I'm like, yo, bro, crazy. But I ain't realized like he just beat us with the D League team, G League team. So I'm like, he like, I just beat them with the G Leaguers. This is your starters. So now I'm laughing. I'm still crying, laughing, but I'm like, hold on, he talking about me. Yeah, I'm one of the starters. I'm like, hold on. He like, so I'm mad now. To me, all of us like, nah, F that. Like, we got to play again. So Tim's like, nope, second unit, you got them. They beat the second unit. So we turned up. We all on sideline. Yeah, hey, come on, let's go. Yeah, we talking crazy. Jimmy just darts to the locker room. Fly, I'm talking about run fast as hell. So we play the second unit. We beat him. We all run the locker room. Like, Jimmy, bring your ass back out. We want to play again. Jimmy gone. Jimmy gone. Jimmy at home. We have practice for like another hour. We all showering. We go in the locker room. ESPN pop up.
You know what time it is.
Rachel Nichols and Jimmy Butler on TV. We like, what the? He like, yeah, I just killed them at practice. And I think they all good players. We like, what? Hold on. I can't make this up, bro. Damn. He came and killed us.
And dipped a yacht.
And did an interview at home. One of the most iconic moments I've ever been a part in basketball, damn, bro. How you set up an interview knowing you about to kill? Because you ain't about to...
I forgot that you was a part of that, too.
He's goated for that. I always felt like Jimmy was goated for that.
For sure.
I feel like the fact that Jimmy gets the same results everywhere he goes is fire. The fact that he did that, and especially that it happened in Minnesota after the way they've been treating you the last couple of weeks, makes it just so much
actually, fun. I wish I would have walked out with him. Like, why would I on Jimmy team that day?
Because you ain't get the uniform. You had to cut your nipples out the work.
Hey, bro, he had his whole thing. That dude was crazy. Bro, he had everything cut out Minnesota. Bro, I was in tears. I'm crying, bro. He was doing a Rachel Nichols interview the same night.
Nah, that was fire.
That is the most player move I ever seen in my life. You know you gonna, you cold if you know you about to kill because you set up an interview afterwards.
Yeah, shout out to Jimmy for sure.
The fact that he...
Shouts out to Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is like the exact opposite of James Harden. James Harden is cat that kills in a regular season, scores all these points, all these assists, come playoff time. He folds like a blackjack game. Jimmy Butler is a cat that cruises through the regular season, you know, just consistent, not, you know, crazy, ridiculous scoring averages and things of that nature. And then playoff times comes and he goes from like 21 to 22 a game to like 31 to 32 a game. You heard what they said, like he didn't even score none of the points. He just passed the ball. He just got probably blocks, rebounds, steals, and just took it up and facilitated. Jimmy Butler, everywhere he goes, he wins. Minnesota should have kept him over Wiggins. Sixers should have kept him over Ben Simmons or Tobias Harris. Actually, they should have kept Tobias Harris, got rid of Simmons, and kept Jimmy Butler in the long run. And Miami made the right move by getting him. I mean, he's literally carried him to two NBA championship final appearances. With just really Bam Adebayo, and that's it. And Bam Adebayo, he's good. I mean, he's good, but he's not – he's a legit all-star. Don't get me wrong. But – yeah, like it ain't like they got a ton of like talent on that team. You know, they definitely overpaid Duncan Robinson. Tyler Hero probably might be worth what he's getting paid, but he's probably gonna get traded in the Dame Lillard trade and whatnot. But Jimmy Buckets is that guy. He's that dude. Miami was smart. He fits totally with their culture. The Sixers totally fucked up. They should have, if anything, they should have not signed Tobias Harris. They should have signed a Jimmy Butler to that big extension. And then if the Ben Simmons thing comes about, you know, you still trade him for James Harden, then you'd have James Harden, Jimmy Butler, and Embiid, and still probably have Maxey and been able to sign probably PJ Tucker and some of these other cats still. So, yeah, man, these cats that Minnesota Timberwolves, the Sixers, and the Bulls, they all fucked up, man. Jimmy Butler is that dude. And I'm going to go, I'm going to believe Jeff Teague's account on this, because I heard Carl Anthony Towns, and his sounds a little biased. It sounds a little biased because you were the one on the losing side, and you were the one that Jimmy Butler called trash. So there's that. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning into the Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.